OK， 来我们一起祷告。来 ，Father in heaven, I thank you for my brothers and sisters who brave the rain to come here today.
是的，上帝，我感谢你，我的弟兄姐妹们今天冒着大雨来到聚会。
We do it because you are worthy.
我们这样做，因为你是值得的。
We are here for you. You are not here for us.
来这里是因为你，不是因为我们自己。
You are worthy of our worship.
你是配得我们赞美。
You are worthy of our praise.
配得我们的一切的尊荣赞美的。
And today, Lord, we want to say that we want to live lives that are worthy of what you've done for us.
今天我们要跟你说，我们要用我们的生命来活出你的旨意。
So speak to us once again.
求你来与我们说话。
In Jesus' name, we pray all this.
奉主耶稣的名，我们祷告。Amen.
When I was 30 years old, I went for a health checkup.
30岁的时候呢，我做了身体的检查。
I informed the doctor that both my mother and my brother had stomach cancer.
我告诉医生，我的母亲和哥哥呢都有胃癌哦。
In fact, my brother had just died from it and left 3 young children behind.
那是我的哥哥刚因胃癌过世，留下了三个年幼的孩子。
So the doctor told me I should be very vigilant to keep a close lookout for stomach cancer.
所以医生告诉我呢，我必须非常的谨慎，留意这个胃癌的迹象。
Especially when, as I reached the same age as when my brother died, which was 38 years old.
特别是当我到了哥哥过世的年龄啊，就是38岁。
So for, I think what he said.Really stay in my mind.
他的话深刻在我的脑海里。
For the next 8 years, I was watching and waiting.
接下来八年呢，我一直在观察哦，等待。
As if turning 38 was going to be a deadline, literally.
把38岁当作是一个期限。
And it is embarrassing to admit this, but I actually breathed a sigh of relief when I reached my 39th birthday.
说了有点不好意思，当我过了39岁生日的时候呢，真的松了一口气。
Well, I have lived a good 20 years past that ominous mark.
现在距离那个不祥之年呢，已经活多了20年了。
What's ironic is I no longer feel the same anxiety about getting cancer.
而现在呢，我反而没有像上就是当时一样这么担心得癌症。
Although I am statistically much more likely to have it now than when I was 38.
虽然呢，统计来看呢，现在的年龄比38岁更有机会得癌哦。
And the odds are increasing with every passing year.
而且随着年龄的增长呢，风险是越来越高的。
Health concerns have a powerful psychological effect on us.
健康问题对我们有强烈的心理影响。
And it's very easy to regard health matters emotively rather than objectively.
我们很容易呢，就是凭我们的情绪来看待健康，而不是客观的这个理性。
Many of my well-meaning relatives are fully convinced that you can catch a cold by walking in the rain.
许多好心的亲戚呢，会劝我淋雨会着凉。
Anyone here believe that?
这里有人相信吗
？It's okay, don't need to put your hand.
好，没关系，不用举手。
And many of them keep warning me that drinking Coke will give you cancer.
很多人提醒我呢，喝可乐会得癌症。
Or like after COVID, you feel very self-conscious if you cough or sneeze in the train or leave or airplane.
尤其是好像我们的疫情过后呢，你在如果是在地铁啊、电梯、飞机上咳嗽或伤风的时候呢，你会比较谨慎。
Especially if you don't have a mask on.
尤其是你没有戴口罩的时候。
People will give you dirty looks.
许多人会有那种不一样的眼神来看你。
There has been a tremendous increase in our concern for health.
我们对健康的关注呢，大大的增加。
People love to say health is the most important thing.
大家喜欢说健康是最重要的。
They love to say health is the real wealth.
或说健康就是财富。
Now we spend far more on enhancing or preserving our health.
我们现在呢，花更多的时间跟金钱来增强我们的健康。
And we spend a lot more on health insurance.
还有我们的医疗保险也花了很多钱。
Lots of people also hope that religion will somehow improve or restore their health.
很多人也希望呢，宗教能够改善或者是恢复他们的健康。
Living as long and as healthily as possible has become our top priority.
尽情呢，就是竭尽所能来长寿和健康呢，已经成为我们最关键的事了。
Because we think health is the most important thing.
因为我们认为呢，健康是最重要的。
But is this?The best way to think about life and health.
那但这真的是看待生命和健康最好的方法吗
？Today we will seek to address this question by looking at passage in the Bible.
今天呢，我们要透过这个圣经里面的故事来看待这个问题。
It's quite a long passage, so I ask Corinne to read from John chapter 11 verses 1 to 14.
这是从约翰福音第十一章一到十四节，我们来读。有一个患病的人，名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和他姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是后来用香膏抹主，并且用头发把主的脚擦干的那一个。患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟。姐妹二人呢，派人到耶稣那里去，说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”耶稣听见就说：“这病不至于死，而是为了神的荣耀，使神的儿子因此得到荣耀。”耶稣向来爱马大和他的妹妹玛利亚以及拉撒路。他听说拉撒路病了，仍然在原来的地方住了两天，然后对门徒说：“我们再到犹太去吧。”门徒对他说：“拉比，近来犹太人要拿石头打你，你还到那里去吗？”耶稣说：“白昼不是有十二小时吗？人若在白昼行走，就不会跌倒，因为他看见这世上的光；人若在黑夜行走，就会跌倒，因为他没有光。”耶稣说完了这些话，就跟着又对他们说：“我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我要去唤醒他。”门徒说：“主啊，如果他睡了，就会好过来的。”其实耶稣是指着拉撒路的死说的，门徒却以为他是指着正常的睡眠说的。于是耶稣公开告诉他们：“拉撒路死了，我为你们欢喜，因为我不在那里，是要使你们相信。现在我们到他那里去吧。”
好，
Yes，
好，读得很好，
谢。
Jesus will go on to raise Lazarus dramatically from the dead after already been dead for 4 days.
耶稣把已经死了四天的拉撒路从坟墓复活呢，是戏剧般的复活过来的。
And a huge crowd of people witnessed it.
还有一大群人亲眼目睹。
It was such an undeniable miracle that Jesus' enemies decided that he must not be allowed to continue growing in popularity.
这是一个千真万确的神迹啊，甚至使耶稣的仇敌决定耶稣不可以再继续这样的受欢迎了。
He had to die.
耶稣必须死。
So they plotted his arrest, trial, and crucifixion.
因此，他们密谋耶稣的被抓、审判，还有被钉十字架。
Now that you know a bit of the background, we can look at some important lessons this incident teaches us about life, health, and our physical bodies.
是的，现在我们对背景有一些认识呢，那我们可以看看这个事件给我们关于生命、健康还有身体的几个重要的功课。
I will share with you 3 principles about our need for health.
我要和大家分享三个关于我们渴望健康的原则。
Firstly, we should regard our body as a precious gift.
第一，我们应当把身体看为神所赐的宝贵礼物。
The Bible was written nearly 2,000 years ago, but some things don't change.
圣经写于2000多年前，但是有些事情至今呢未曾改变。
When we are sick or when a loved one has serious health problems, we look for the best physician we can get.
当我们自己或亲人有严重的健康问题的时候呢，我们都会寻找最好的医生。
And this is exactly what Mary and Martha did.
这正是玛利亚，这正是玛利亚和马大在第三节所做的。
Verse 3 says,
"Okay, 约翰福音十一章第三节说，姐妹二人派人到耶稣那里去，说：主啊，你所爱的人病了。
Mary and Martha looked to Jesus because over the past 3 years, he healed many diseases.
玛利亚和马大去找耶稣，因为在过去的三年呢，耶稣医治了好多病人。
He did it to demonstrate that God's kingdom had come.
他这样做是要显明神的国度已经来到了。
And in God's kingdom, there will be no diseases.
而在神的国度里面呢，将没有病痛。
Because your physical body, your good health, they are precious gift from God to you.
你的身体和健康呢，是神所赐给你宝贵的礼物。
And 2 implications flow from this truth.
这个真理带来了两个重要的启示。
Firstly, it's perfectly legitimate to seek healing.
第一，寻求医治是完全合理的。
God heals.
神医治我们。
He provides healing in 2 ways.
他赐下两种医治的方式。
Firstly, he heals miraculously.
第一，他可以神迹般的医治你。
He can even raise someone who is dead.
他甚至可以让死人复活。
Secondly, God provides healing through medical science.
第二，他透过医学来医治你。
God has blessed humans with the ability to learn how the body functions.
神赐给人类的智慧去学习身体的运作。
And give us the ability to cure conditions that attack the body or weaken it.
并且来给我们这个能力，可以来治疗，还有就是攻击一些衰弱身体的病菌。
The second implication is that we should take good care of our bodies.
第二个启示就是呢，我们必须好好的照顾自己的身体。
The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19.
圣经在哥林多前书六章十九节这样告诉我们：你们不知道你们的身体就是那位住在你们里面的圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是你们从神那里领受的，你们不是属于自己的，因为你们是用重价买来的，所以你们务要用自己的身体荣耀神。
Please tell the person next to you, not your own.
告诉你旁边的朋友，不是属于自己的。
When Jesus died on the cross, he did not just pay the price to redeem your soul.
当耶稣死在十字架的时候呢，他不仅是赎回你们的灵魂，
but also your physical body as well.
他也赎回了我们的身体。
Yes, the context of this verse is talking about avoiding sexual immorality.
是的，这个经节呢，其实是上下文呢，是谈论到避免淫乱。
But the underlying principle is applicable.
但是背后的原则呢，同样可以运用。
Honor God by being careful with what He has entrusted to you.
谨慎管理神所托付给我们的荣耀来荣耀神。
Will you be more careful driving your own car or driving somebody else's car?
你会比较小心的开自己的车，还是开别人的车呢？
Of course, somebody else's car.
当然是别人的车。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because.
因为。
The person next to you, it's not your own.
跟你旁边的人说，那不属于你自己。
Many years ago, I noticed that my colleagues went on MC frequently.
很多很多很多很多年前，我注意到我的同事常常请病假。
And I observed all of them don't exercise at all.
我也观察到我的同事几乎没有去运动。
So I started a Keep Fit Tuesday program for the church staff to exercise on company time.
所以呢，我为教会的员工呢，启发了一个周二健身日，用上班的时间一起去运动。
We have kept it going for over 15 years.
这个活动持续了15个年头哦。
And it has had a significant and positive impact.
而且它有很明显的这个改变跟正面的影响。
Now very few people take MC already.
现在很少人拿病假了。
It is good to be careful about our diet.
注意我们的饮食啊，还是很重要的。
Exercise regularly.
还有勤奋的运动。
Avoid harmful addictions like smoking.
避免有害的习惯，例如抽烟。
Get our vaccinations.
还是去打疫苗。
Go for regular medical checkups.
定期的做身体检查。
Buy adequate health insurance.
购买足够的医疗保险。
And seek treatment when we have medical problems.
还有在有病痛的时候呢，寻求医治。
Those who are believers have an even more powerful motivation to take care of our health and our body.
而作为信徒呢，我们更有更大的这个动力呢，去照顾我们的身体和健康。
Not just to impress people with your bodies, but Because to live long and well.
不是为了炫耀我们的身体，还是单单为了要长寿健康。
We do it because our bodies are a precious gift from God.
我们这样做，因为呢，我们的身体是神赐给我们的宝贵礼物。
And we honor God by being good stewards of what He has graciously entrusted to our care and our enjoyment.
而我们透过就是善于管理我们的神交托给我们的这个身体呢，来荣耀他，来享受他所赐给我们的。
Having said that, let's move on to point number two.
话虽如此呢，我们来到第二点。
We should accept that our body will weaken.
我们应当接受身体会衰弱的事实。
One of the dreams of humanity is to live forever.
人类的梦想之一呢，就是永远的活着。
Never grow old, weak or sick.
我们要长生不老，不衰弱，不生病。
Every culture expresses this hope in its own myths.
每一个文化呢，都有自己的秘方来表达这种欲望。
Whether it's the fountain of youth or the fairy pill that enables you to stay young forever.
不论是长生不老的泉水啊，或者是让我们永远青春的仙丹。
Even today, the holy grail of medicine is discovering and stopping the aging process.
直到今天的医学界的这个圣杯呢，依然是寻找如何抵抗衰老。
Now, what science has extended longevity somewhat, the awful reality has not changed.
虽然科学呢在一定的程度已经延长了寿命，但是这残酷的现实还没有改变。
What is the reality?
现实是什么呢？
The reality is that unless we are prematurely killed, all of us will die from a disease.
事实是，除非我们是意外死亡了，否则呢，我们都会因为疾病而死的。
And nobody dies of old age.
而没有人是因为就是老而去世。
Everybody dies because their bodies become weak and sick.
每一个人呢，最终死亡呢，因为我们的身体衰弱，而且就是生病了而死亡。
Whether from external or internal causes, our bodies will break down to a point when it can no longer sustain life, and we will die.
无论是外在或是内在的因素呢，我们的身体将会衰弱到无法维持生命的这个地步，最终走向死亡。
We should accept this reality.
我们应该接受这个事实。
For more than 30 years, I paid for health insurance and never made one claim.
三十多年了，我已经有医疗保险，可是从来没有做过这个就是 claim 是什么？这个赔啊，
never use
索赔啊，索赔赔偿啊，很好。
Yeah, but I think in the last 5 years, I have like claimed more than $200,000.
不过过去的五年，我已经就是索赔了大概200多千哦。
Yes, because our bodies will break down.
因为我们的身体是会衰弱的。
Now Christians love to say that God heals.
基督徒很喜欢说上帝会医治我们。
Especially if they are Pentecostals.
尤其是我们的灵恩派啊。
A lot of good has come out of the Christian movement known as Pentecostalism.
所以这个基督教的这五旬节派呢，有许多的果效啊。
But also a lot of excesses and nonsense as well.
但是也出现了不少的极端和错误的教导。
Let me quote from a Bible scholar, James Bradley, who puts it very well.
我引用了圣经学者呢，他叫詹姆斯布拉德雷的话，他说的非常的棒。英文、华文都在这里了哦。Okay. 人们常寻求神的神迹医治呢，往往是要摆脱现代医学还无法预治的这个病痛啊。这种对医治的看重呢，也往往对有望与对物质安逸的。祈求的这个渴求相关有相关联哦，而这在过去在其他地方的基督徒看来呢是令人惊讶的。
Such wrong teaching is based on half truth or distorted truth.
这样的错误教导呢是至于半真半假扭曲的真理哦。
Now the idea that God is going to heal everybody's diseases.
这个这就是说上帝他可以医治每一个疾病这个说法。
Jesus healed diseases as part of his demonstration that God's kingdom has broken into this world with his coming.
耶稣医病呢，是为了要彰显神的国随着他的来到呢而降临。
Does that mean God will heal all diseases?
难道说神会医治每一个疾病吗？
From observation and common sense, we know the answer is no.
我们知道观察来看，还有普通常识来看呢，答案是不。
If you, some people think that if you have enough faith, God will heal your disease.
许多人说呢，只要我们信心够大，神就会来医治我们的病。
But this is not true.
但这不是真的。
Most importantly, the Bible tells us that the answer is not. It's that God will not heal everybody.
对，更重要的是呢，圣经告诉我们这答案是不对的。上帝不会医治所有的疾病。
Look at Jesus' response to Lazarus in verse 4.
看看耶稣在第四节呢对拉撒路的病情的回应。第四节说，耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死。
What is the implication of Jesus' declaration that this condition will not, Lazarus' condition will not end in death?
耶稣说的这病不至于死的含义是什么呢？
It means he's going to do something extraordinary, something exceptional in Lazarus' case.
意思是呢，他将在拉撒路的情况中行了一件，会行一件特别的事，是与一般情况不同的。
What is the norm?
那一般情况是什么呢？
The norm is that lots of illnesses do end in death.
一般情况就是大多数的疾病的的确是以死亡收场的。
In fact, you can be sure that even Lazarus himself, after he was raised from the dead, would eventually succumb to some health condition that ended in death.
事实上就连拉撒路本人呢，在复活之后，他最终也会因为某种疾病而死的。
But isn't it God's desire to for everyone to enjoy perfect health?
但难道神不愿意所有的人呢享受完全的健康吗？
Isn't that one of the things Jesus came to make possible?
难道这不是耶稣来临的目的之一吗？
The answer is yes, but not yet.
答案是是的，可是呢还没有完全实现。
Jesus has provided a complete solution for our health.
耶稣已经提供了完整的解决方法了。
But it will take effect fully only at a future time.
但那要将在将来的时候呢，才彻底的生效。
That's why later in the story, Jesus declares in John 11:25.
所以接下来呢的故事中，耶稣在约翰福音11:25说：“我就是复活和生命，信我的人虽然死了，也要活着。所有活着又信我的人，必定永远不死。你信这话吗？”
If we are not killed, all of us will die from ill health.
除非遇害，否则我们每一个人都会因疾病而死的。
Jesus did not come to save us endlessly from one health condition after another.
耶稣来呢，并不是要一次又一次的从就是让我们脱离各种的疾病。
Otherwise, there should be some 2,000 year old Christians walking around, right?
不然这里就会有活了2,000多年的基督徒了。
His solution is far superior.
他所带来的这个解决方法呢，远远更优越。
It is permanent and it's comprehensive.
是全面的，是永恒的。
Jesus claims that he will rise from the dead.
耶稣呢，应许说呢，他会从死里复活。
And he fulfilled that promise after he was crucified and buried.
他也真的在被钉十字架后的埋葬过后呢，实现了这个应许。
Not only that, he rose from the dead not as a disembodied spirit, but as a physical body.
不仅如此呢，耶稣他复活时呢，并不是以一个没有身体的灵哦，而是带着复活的身体。
All who believe in Jesus will similarly be resurrected one day with physical bodies.
所有信靠耶稣的呢，也会将有同样复活的身体。
Not only that, we will have glorious physical bodies.
而且是荣耀的身体。
No need to exercise.
不需要运动。
No need to control your diet.
不需要控制饮食。
You never fall sick.
不会生病。
Never grow weak.
不会衰老。
No hospitals.
不需要医院。
All doctors will be unemployed in heaven.
医生在天堂都会失业了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Now, if you take that into your heart, it will transform your life.
如果你深信这个真理呢，那这会你的生命将会被彻底的改变。
You will still take good care of body because it is God's precious gift.
你仍然会好好的照顾身体，因为这是上帝给我们的礼物。
But health will no longer be the most important thing in life.
但健康将不再是你生命中最重要的了。
You will live for something far better.
你为更美好的目标而活。
The Bible says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 16 to 18.
圣经在哥林多后书四章十六到十八节这样说：所以我们并不沮丧，我们外面的人虽然朽坏，但里面的人却日日更新，因为我们短暂轻微的患难是要为我们成就极大无比永远的荣耀。我们所顾念的不是看得见的，而是看不见的，因为看得见的是暂时的，看不见的是永远的。
We will grow old and weak.
我们会变老，会变弱。
We will fall sick.
我们会生病。
We will die.
会死亡。
But a person who has trusted in Jesus as the resurrection of the life, all that is no big deal.
但对相信耶稣是复活和生命的人来说呢，这些都没有什么大不了。
We can accept that our bodies will weaken without any fear.
我们可以坦然地接受我们的身体是会衰弱的。
Because we are headed for eternal glory with perfect bodies.
因为我们正走向永恒的荣耀，将得完全的身体。
If I stop here, I'll give the wrong impression that life and the universe is all about our well-being.
如果在这里结束呢，我会给错误的信息，让大家认为生命和宇宙只环绕在我们自己的生活而已。
We'll think that God is here primarily to meet our needs, solve our problems, heal all our diseases.
好像神存在的目的呢，就是要来满足我们的需要啦，解决我们的问题，来医治我们的疾病。
That is what many people are hoping Christianity will do for them.
这正是许多人希望基督教能够带给他们做的事。
Nothing is further from the truth.
这完全不符合真理。
That's why the last thing I want to say is point number three: we will be judged for what we do in the body.
所以最后我要分享的是呢，我们将因着身体里所行的事而受审判。
If God is going to give us a perfect body in the life to come.Then why bother with healing our bodies temporarily in this lifetime?
如果神将来要赐给我们完美的身体呢？那我们为什么还要在这短暂的今生，就是来医治我们自己的身体呢？
Oh, put it another way, why does God heal some of the time but not all of the time?
换个方式说呢，就是为什么神有时候选择医治，但有时候又没有每次医治呢？
What is his purpose for healing anyone at all?
他医治的目的究竟是什么？
Jesus tells us the answer into this passage in verse 4.
耶稣在就是第四节呢给我们的答案。第四节说，耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，而是为了神的荣耀，使神的儿子因此得到荣耀。
Jesus healed Lazarus to demonstrate God's glory.
耶稣医治拉撒路是为了来显明神的荣耀。
Now, if you read that superficially, you would think Jesus means that everyone be dazzled by his power.In raising Lazarus,
表面上来看呢，你会以为耶稣他的意思是大家将会被他的就是救活拉撒路的这事呢感到很震惊。
They will see and be, wow, you really must be the Son of God.
他们会觉得很大的相信，上帝，你的确是神的儿子。
But this is not what Jesus meant.
但他不是这个意思。
What did he mean?
他真正意思是什么呢
？Jesus deliberately raised Lazarus at this time.
耶稣呢他刻意的在这个时候来复活拉撒路
Just before the annual Jewish festival of Passover
就在逾越节的前期
He did it in order to precipitate his own death
目的呢是要引发自己的死亡
Because every Jewish family sacrifices a lamb at Passover
因为在逾越节呢每一个犹太人家庭都会献上一只羔羊
To remember how God had long ago delivered their ancestors from slavery in Egypt
来纪念神之前的如何将他们的祖先从埃及的奴役中拯救出来
And Jesus deliberately and publicly raised Lazarus at this appointed time
而耶稣故意呢在这个季节呢公开的来复活拉撒路
Because he wanted to push his enemies over the edge
他是要激发他仇敌的这个愤怒
So that they would conspire to have him killed.
好让他们来密谋杀害他。
So that his death would happen precisely at Passover.
让他的死正好发生在逾越节。
In fact, at the very hour the lambs are being slaughtered.
就在那个羔羊被屠杀宰杀的这时刻。
Because Jesus is God's sacrificial lamb who came to die on our behalf.
因为耶稣是神的羔羊，是来代替我们而死的。
To turn God's anger away from us.
来使神的愤怒转离我们的。
And by his price, he paid the price. By his death, he paid the price for our sin.
而且他的因着他的死呢，他还清了我们的债。
And then by his resurrection, he demonstrated his mastery over even death to prove that he is the Son of God.
而借着他的复活呢，他显明出自己连死亡都战胜过，他真的是神的儿子。
This is how healing Lazarus would be for God's glory.
因此，拉撒路的复活真正的原因就是为了神的荣耀。
The healing of Lazarus was not about extending his longevity.
那这医治并不是要延长拉撒路的寿命。
It was about magnifying God's glory.
而是为了要高举上帝的荣耀。
Naturally, when we or loved ones are sick, we cry to God for healing.
就是当我们的亲戚啊，还是我们自己病痛的时候，我们很自然的会向神呼求医治。
Understand this. If God heals us, it is not primarily for our sake, but for His glory.
但我们要明白，如果神医治我们，主要不是因为我们自己的益处哦，而是因为他的荣耀。
Our ultimate focus must not be on a healthy body.
我们最终的焦点呢，不该放在追求健康的身体。
But on what we do with the body that God has given to us.
而是如何使用神所赐给我们的这个身体。
That's why 2 Corinthians.Chapter 5, verses 9 to 10 says this.
所以在哥林多后书五章九到十节讲说，因此我们立定志向，无论住在身体体内，或是与身体分开，都要讨主的喜悦，因为我们众人都必须在基督的审判台前显露出来，使个人按着本身所行的。或善或恶受到报应。
If we focus on health, we have missed the whole point of life.
如果我们的焦点只是健康了，那我们就完全错过了生命的意义了。
The purpose of life is not to stay as healthy for as possible for as long as possible.
人生的目标不仅仅是能够来保持健康。
But to honor God for our body.
而是能够用我们的身体来荣耀神。
Whatever state of health we may be in, good or bad.
不论是健康，不论是衰弱。
You can exercise diligently, but if you're not living your life passionately for God, you have missed the point.
你可以勤奋的运动，但如果你没有火热的为神而活呢，那你就错过了这个重点。
You can eat lots of food supplements, drink filtered water, breathe ionized air, but if you're not serving God wholeheartedly, you have missed the point.
你可以吃很多保健品，或者是喝过滤水、吸高离子的空气，但是呢，如果你没有完全全心全意的侍奉神，你就错过了重点了。
Ultimately, God is not going to judge you by how healthy a lifestyle you live while on earth.
最终神的审判我们呢，不是说我们是否活得健康。
But by how faithfully you fulfill His purposes while you are on earth.
而是我们是否忠心完成神托付给我们的使命。
That is the most important thing.
这才是最重要的。
Ultimately, God is not going to. For those of you who have not yet followers of Jesus Christ.I urge you to contrast the Christian way with the world's way.
如果你还没有信靠主呢，我要劝你比较一下基督徒的道路还有世界的道路。
The world says, "Do everything you can to protect and preserve your health."
世界说，竭尽所能来保护、持守你的健康。
But since you're going to die anyway, live it up while you can.
但既然你迟早都要死，那就趁现在享受人生吧。
Think about how pathetic that it really is.
想想这多么的可悲。
Is a bankrupt consolation.
这个真的是一个没有期待的盼望。
It's like giving a condemned person a last good meal before his execution.
就好像你给一个死囚在刑罚前呢，准备一个很丰盛的一餐。
If health is the most important thing, you are setting yourself up for disappointment.
如果健康是我们人最重要的东西呢，那你结果一定是失败。
Because you will lose it no matter what you do.
因为无论怎么努力呢，健康最终还是会被失去的。
The Christian way says, if you trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, your health problems are taken care of 100%.
基督徒的道路说，如果你相信耶稣，他赦免你的罪，你的健康问题就得到百分之百的解决了。
You will still fall sick and die.
你仍然会生病，会死亡。
But death need not be feared anymore.
但你不必惧怕。
It only leads to glory and perfect health forever.
因为这只会让你带入进入荣耀，而得到永远完美的身体。
In the meantime, stop worrying about your health.
而到现在呢，我们需要停止忧虑健康。
Use your body to honor God.
把身体交托给神来荣耀他。
To please God in everything you do.
来讨神的喜悦。
And then, when you stand before God's judgment seat one day.
而你到直到那天，我们站在耶稣的审判台前。
He will reward you for that.
他会因此来奖赏你。
In addition to giving you a perfect body.
并且给你一个完美的身体。
Isn't that a far better way?
难道这不是更美好的道路吗
？Come, let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, I pray for my brothers and sisters here.
上帝，我要为我的弟兄姐妹们来祷告。
I know many of them have health conditions.
我知道很多人都有健康的问题。
And I pray that you graciously heal them.
我祷告你来医治他们。
But that's not our focus today.
但这不是我们的重点。
Our focus is on using our bodies to honor you.
我们的重点是要用我们的身体来荣耀你。
Whether we are in good health or poor health, help us to serve you faithfully.
不管我们是在疾病或者是好的身体当中，我祷告你来帮助我们来服侍你。
For those who are constantly worried about their health, I pray that you will give them peace of mind.
那些一直被健康的问题所困扰的，我祷告你给他们平安。
Help them to see that you have provided the solution already.
帮助他们看到你已经就是提供了完整的解答了。
One day you're going to give them perfect bodies.
那一天你会给他们一个完美的身体。
Bodies that will never grow old or weak or sick.
一个不会老不会衰弱的身体。
And we look forward to that day.
我们期待看到那一天。
We are confident because Jesus rose from the dead.
我们有信心，因为上帝，你耶稣已经复活了。
So we don't have to be like the people of the world.
所以我们不至于像世界的人一样。
We can live our life with confidence.
我们能够信心的活出生命。
We can use this life given us for your glory.
我们能够用这生命来荣耀你。
Thank you, God.
感谢你，天父。
In Jesus' name, we pray all this.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名，我们祈求。
Amen.
Amen.